Welcome to Volume 8 of Behind the Rain, an audio anthology of Oklahoma poetry presented by the Oki Bookcast. My name is Jay Hall, and I'm excited to share work from 10 great Oklahoma poets in this volume. If you're a regular listener to Behind the Rain, you're going to hear some familiar voices as well as a bunch who are brand new to the anthology. If this is your first time listening to Behind the Rain, first of all, thanks for checking it out. Here's what you can expect. You'll get to hear each poet perform their original work specifically selected for inclusion. I'll introduce each poet prior to their performance, and we'll have links in the show notes to websites and social media where you can connect with and find out more about each of our featured poets. If you like what you hear in this volume, you can listen to previous volumes of Behind the Rain on our website at okiebookcast.com/behindtherain. Quick note before we get started, if you're an Oklahoma poet and would like to submit work for consideration for the next volume of Behind the Rain, go to okiebookcast.com/behindtherain for details. Submissions for Volume 9 close in June. Now, here we go with Volume 8 of Behind the Rain. Aubrey Green is a wife, mother, poet, storyteller, and freelance editor living just outside Tulsa, Oklahoma. Her writing has appeared in the Talon Literary Journal as well as Brio and Emerge magazines. She has edited for both local and national authors and enjoys rewriting terrible movie plots. She also spent almost a year living in China. Her first poem included here, called April, appears in the Spring 2024 issue of Emerge, and Winter appeared in Volume 7 of the Talon Literary Journal.
April. It's red in the west, and purple, and deepest blue that's almost black. The wind chimes clang, a warning I choose to delight in. It's storm season. Oklahomans know when to take cover and when to take pics for the news. The air has a taste, a zest that seasons each springtime memory I have. Like mowing the lawn and hearing the frogs in the evening, it feels like home. Winter. Tremble. Dressed in fabulous color only a moment before, now I drop my leaves. Nothing to hide. Reveal every gnarl, every broken branch, the thick and the spindly, the scarred. Soon I'll pick up my green robe, a misty veil that softens all the rough. I'll shake out my hair in the wind, but just now, look on me. See me. All of me.
Seth Copeland grew up in southwest Oklahoma and currently lives, teaches, and studies in the Milwaukee metro. He is the author of the chapbook Plug in the Mountain and the co-host of Finally Poetry. He edits Petrichor, Cream City Review, and its digital imprint, Cheshire.
And this one's for all you kids in Lawton in the shady 580. Local news from where we met. Rain came back and turned the sunken, pocked streets to muddy lead lakes like it did our last May, the flood that broke a 5-year drought. Someone is on trial, a name I didn't know then and can't be hurt by now. Someone who is probably hurting. Scared recruits at Fort Sill celebrate Flag Day. Meanwhile, on the Texoma border, a swimming pool poisons people with parasites. Nothing of what we were there, traceless. Cats crossing a midnight ditch. Nothing of drinking soda and spiced rum on the balcony, sharing small words with our next door, the Iowa farm boy soldier. Nothing of hiking Elk Mountain, mosquitoes forever favoring you to me, sorry. Nothing of what first knit us together in this earth. I miss the Kung Pao chicken at China Walk Express and most of the menu at Luigi's, but those small goods have no guns, no bombs, no news that is not better as trust, as gift. There is no headline for where we are going.
Born and raised in Claremore, David Jennings is a rehabilitation physician now living with his wife and daughter in Broken Arrow. He's written poetry since the early 90s, having many poems published in various literary magazines over the years. More recently, he has published 2 books of paired original photographs and poems. His first book, The Smallest Hint, won the 2023 Oklahoma Book Award for Photography. His second book, Someday Somewhere, was published in September of last year. He's now compiling photographs and poems for his next book.
Unhatched and Broken. I was the only one who could explain what happened to her nest when all the rain and wind and thunder blew in with the night. I was the one who found the speckled white, lying in the grass, unhatched and broken, downed as if some vengeful god had spoken to the storm, saying rain and flash and blow until they fall. I knew it wasn't so. I knew that it was chance she'd built her nest in that one tree instead of all the rest. Chance she'd placed it up so near the top, and chance that limb gave way to let them drop. But what was that for me that April dawn, when she returned to find her nest was gone and all her eggs? I was the only one to tell her what the thunderstorm had done, but I could only stay inside all day until her frantic calling flew away.
Abigail Pappas is a musician, curriculum writer, and poet from Oklahoma City. Abigail writes to give a voice to the parts of us that seem unknowable and to affirm the parts that are always lovable. Her previous poetry publications include Oklahoma Women's Journal, Okie Bookcast Behind the Rain Poetry Anthology, Girlhood Magazine, Daughter Zine, and the Shelby Lee Poetry Club Member Magazine. Abigail is also a volunteer poetry and prose writer for Girlhood Magazine and Daughter Zine. When not writing, Abigail enjoys drinking lavender tea, visiting women-owned bookstores, and planning her eventual adventure to Iceland.
And I see it clearly. Walking on a tightrope between the sea of sadness and the desert of joy. I can't get too close to either, for I might burn from the embers of hope or drown in the waves of grief. So I stay on the needle-fine rope, creating a balancing act for the audience of my mind. A kindness, you see. No one can see that I'm being pulled east and west with my crown and heart pointing north. Will I ever choose to wade in the sadness? Will I ever get to sunbathe by a cactus with the prettiest purple flower you ever did see? So very clearly.
Brand Rackley should be a familiar voice to faithful listeners of Behind the Rain, as he has the distinction of being the only poet to appear on every volume so far. Brand is an Oklahoma native, Cherokee writer, poet, and actor. He is active in the Oklahoma poetry community, where he performs and helps lead local poetry workshops. His new poetry collection, Call It What It is out now and available in many Oklahoma City Metro bookstores. More of his work can be found in the Canary Collective magazine, Pink Apple Press, as well as nondoc.com, okiebookcast.com, and Instagram.
Gutshot. They say it's the most painful way to die. It's hot, and though I haven't had much luck, I do have shade from a tree, and so most of the heat is the dense lead fever eating at my gut. The metronome cry of cicadas and shrill chirp of crickets tilt between my ears. The rust mounds of fire ants clearing trails under my denim, up my legs and down the necks of my boots don't even burn. Nothing like your spurn. Covered in sand burrs, a cactus blossom on this lonesome prairie, left for dead, blossoming all over the dirt, red on red. Saddlebags bleeding, rubies, sun-kissed gold, all just paper in the end, lying the bird cage for all our shit. I stumbled this far for money, to soothe it, salve it, honey, but it comes with a sting. You're being a bonnet. It can't heal what I bring, the broken things that make this whole. It was a robbery gone wrong, show of force, banking on no resistance, but you wouldn't let me get away with it. Thought I could carry your love. It was too heavy. My heart was too weak. You knew me well. Why I'm shot all to hell, you know me still. I was always faster. You always shot to kill. You said I wasn't that bad. As a killer and a thief, it's sad. As a bandit and a heartbreaker, it's mad. You're the best I ever had. This territory isn't called no man's land for nothing. They say it's the most painful way to die. I do have shade from this tree. It's some solace to cling to. But it, like everything else in our world, is sand. I have shade now, but the sun is setting.
Ron Wallace is an Oklahoma native. He currently works as an adjunct instructor of English at Southeastern Oklahoma State University in Durant. He's the author of 11 books of poetry, five of which have been finalists in the Oklahoma Book Awards and winning in 2018 for Renegade and Other Poems. He also edited Bull Buffalo and Indian Paintbrush, a collection of Oklahoma poetry, and completed his first novel, A Secret Lies in New Orleans, which was a finalist in fiction for the 2022 Oklahoma Book Awards.
Approaching 70. As my 69th summer fades, I wander out to the rim of the world and wonder, what brought me here? Which god rolled the dice? Who wove this tangled web? Was it the consequence of unplanned circumstance or the mere vagaries of fate? Should I have been another poet like Hank Williams? A lightning bolt that split a pitch-black night before fading into a cold and lonely New Year's sky. I suppose not. I have somehow evaded the siren's call of pills and alcohol and managed to avoid the back seats of haunted Cadillacs. I agree. I guess. I could have been any one of those 10,000 dead draftees lost in the unholy jungles of Vietnam, unsung and unspoken, except for names carved in a wall of jet-black stone. But my 18th birthday fell in the later numbers of a dead man's lottery. Instead, I have found these tired, rain-soaked December days where I'm only air, whistling in through one window of a 1971 forest green Mercury Cougar and out the other, invisible and unseen, blowing plastic Walmart bags up into the air to tumble from the perfect blue of Oklahoma. Like broken kites.
Paul Uhaus is a Pushcart-nominated author of four books, Fulfillment, a mock journal chronicling his seven-month term as a picker at an Amazon fulfillment center, As If Place Matters, a collection of short fiction, and two collections of poetry, Ronin, mostly prose poems, which was a finalist for the 2022 Oklahoma Book Award, and The Inner Life of Comics. He currently lives in Oklahoma City. You can hear more from Paul in my interview with him on Chapter 59 of the bookcast.
Mara, the marathon route goes right by my apartment, adding an unusual cheering section to my morning ritual of coffee and poetry on an otherwise solitary landing. A carnival of plastic horns and New Year's noisemakers challenge my reading. Spectators carry picnic baskets and signs. Fathers give sons piggyback rides. Echoes of phantom pressure on now solitary shoulders. Someone has turned their lawn sprinklers outward, bathing the runners in cooling mist. Some of them are just walking at this point, fatigued far from the finish. It is hard not to think of Murrah and McVeigh today. Perhaps because he kept the name of a child until the end, or maybe because I have too much darkness in my life already, I try to think of him as a small boy, lacking the applause that should accompany childhood. Those communal celebrations of Little League and birthday parties, where it did not matter if you got a hit or what you wished for, because it is never the result we applaud, because so much can be achieved by the placing together of hands. I put down my book and go inside for a better view of the celebration. I want to write about this pushback against the darkness, this reclaiming of a nightmare. But divorce relocated me here only 4 years ago. To me, the bombing was a tragic news story played out on a TV screen. I feel this is not my story to tell, not my poem to write. There are griefs and responses to that grief that should not be appropriated. I'll watch from the window for a while longer, I decide, then return to my cramped landing and to my reading, grateful for the company and for the applause, even if it is not for me.
Holly Jahangiri is the author of Trockle, A Puppy, Not a Guppy, and A New Leaf for Lyle. She is a member of Poets Northwest, a chapter of the Poetry Society of Texas, and is also a graduate of the University of Tulsa and a member of Oklahoma Writers Federation. She draws inspiration from her family, from her own childhood adventures, some of which only happened in her overactive imagination, and from readers both young and young at heart. Holly lives in Houston, Texas with her husband, JJ, who she says offers love and encouragement to make writing books twice the fun.
Next time. Emerging from the rubble, she concedes, for now. Surrenders flag a tattered scrap of kitchen curtain found among the shards of window glass and shingles from her roof. But silently, she swears a solemn vow. Next time, she whispers, shoulders resolute, feet planted firmly on the littered ground. It's spring in Oklahoma. Now's her chance. She stands with arms outstretched before the storm as if she could control the wind by force. Unyielding to the rain, she'd bend a bolt of lightning to her will. There's no caprice within the fire of her emerald eyes. It's justice that she seeks, not mere revenge. She's nothing left to lose. She conjures wind inside her mind. The storm outside has met its equal in this game of howling rage. She glares and dares the thunder contradict her while holding ground, her swirling hair whipped round her sweat-sheened face, intent on summoning the sun to tease out color from the clouds.
Clay Maddox is a mental health professional and hobby writer. He reminds himself, even if my writing isn't great, it's mine. Clay enjoys being outdoors and in nature. This poem reflects some of the searching of his spiritual journey from the last decade. You can hear more from Clay on the BookCast Romance Writing Roundtable episode from February of 2024.
Trying. I stand staring at myself, looking in the mirror, making sure every hair lays perfect. My phone warns me I'm going to be late. More importantly, without 5 more minutes, they'll stare. With each hair in place, I run out the door, almost forgetting to flip the lock. I start the car and begin to ponder. I will only miss the first song if I stop for coffee. 10 minutes late, I slip in the back. I feel the heads turn, seeing me sneak in. They see my hair and my coffee cup. But I begin to question, do they really see me? Worship ends and we turn to shake hands. I try to avoid eye contact so I can sit. I find my seat surrounded by people towering. Are they smiling at me, to me, or through me? The pastor begins to speak, at first inviting, but then louder and louder. His passion is more than my coffee is made for. I begin to ask, why am I here? No Bible in my lap, just an app on my phone in my hand. Convenience in a rectangle distracting my focus. Andrew Luck retires in shocking announcement. Are you paying attention? The hat lady asks. My focus regained, and just in time, the pastor is winding down, the pianist plays. His last point is convincing, but I don't let it stick. Slipping out the back, questioning. Did they see me? Driving home, listening to updates around the league, the pastor's words flying out the window as I head down the road. I look in the rearview mirror and say, I wish I was good enough.
Jess McCutcheon is a writer of poems and novels. She is the editor of a poetry collection coming out later this year titled Between the Mess and Magic, which explores parenthood through the eyes of 5 poets.
Skin itching and slightly off-center. 8 months postpartum, my Foxfire gang of employed adults skipped the stick and poke and booked professionals. Got matching flame tattoos sketched by Joyce Carol Oates, a surprise for Josh's birthday. I think we'd all forgotten this coming-of-age novel was about remembering those who formed us, who we've drifted or ripped or broken from to become our now selves. It's hard to come of age without change, and isn't that what fire is? Flaring up, burning out, permanent scars to wood and metal, branches to ashes, peeling burns that heal, skin transformed forever, a tattoo. Subtle fade of lines, getting together for drinks less often, and to catch up instead, like records skipping. With daughters and jobs, rebellion is now softer. The violent love of friendship and youth smoothed out, harsh black lines spread to subtle blue. We move away, forget to write, but always the scar, the black path of trust. Midnight magic and shared stories mark us as each other's. There will never be a last reminder, because isn't that how blood oaths always work? I plan to come of age 6 or 7 times. Catch glimpses, all our lives. Reflection in the bathroom mirror, stretching on the yoga mat, questioned by our children.
Thanks for listening to Volume 8 of Behind the Rain. I hope you enjoyed getting to hear from these great poets, and be sure to check out the links in the show notes to connect with them on social media to see and hear more of their great work. A couple of things before we go. First, we are looking for a presenting sponsor for future volumes of Behind the Rain. If you're interested in supporting the work of this anthology, reach out via social media at OakieBookcast or OakieBookcast@gmail.com. Finally, remember, if you would like to submit work for consideration for Volume 9, go to OakieBookcast.com/BehindTheRain for details. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you with Volume 9 in July. Until then, go find something good to read.